You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Today's episode is brought to you by The Bike Riders, a new film from Jeff Nichols starring Jodie Comer, Austin Butler, and Tom Hardy. Inspired by true events, The Bike Riders follows Benny, played by Austin Butler, the newest member of Midwestern motorcycle club The Vandals, led by the enigmatic Johnny, played by Tom Hardy. Critics are calling it electrifying, stunning, exhilarating, powerful, and the godfather of biker movies. Experience The Bike Riders on the big screen this summer. Now playing only in theaters. Visit BikeRidersMovie.com to get tickets now.
Look at this.
Look who stepped in the door.
Oh, la-di-da.
Bro, it smells like grilled meat in here.
Okay, old Mr. Asado FC just walked in the building.
Fucking boludo FC. Está aquí.
Un honor.
Thanks, guys. Thank you. Thanks for the invite. I appreciate it. I don't know what I'm getting myself into, to be honest.
You never know. No one's ever really sure what this is going to be.
I think it's been an unspoken thing between Alexis and I that as soon as we invite Nico Cantor to the show, we're just going to make him as uncomfortable as possible. That is the plan.
Try your best. Yeah.
You've worked with me long enough where I feel like you've gotten a taste.
I feel like I know how to wiggle around feeling uncomfortable on air.
Well, we done moved the cones on you, bro.
Yeah, okay. We'll test that. Absolutely honored to be joined by the one and only Alexis's co-worker. That's his biggest
top of the IMDb.
First thing on my CV.
Yeah. But of Morning Footy, I just said a legendary journalist at this point.
Oh,
I mean, the man
you.
Puts in the work. My man travels all over the world. Please, round of applause for Nico Cantor, everybody.
Oh, my fucking God!
What a fucking sick soundboard.
Yeah, we got a lot going on.
Ready for you with your hot takes.
Okay. Imagine we just don't ask Nico any questions and just hit the board.
Just the full soundboard.
We're like cats playing with ribbon.
It's an exciting day. You came all the way from Connecticut. You were doing Morning Footy.
He came all the way from Brazil.
That's right. You were in Rio de Janeiro.
He sold his PlayStation. His dad sold his motorcycle.
And I sold my kids.
Yeah. I can't wait to see
this. I didn't
know
you wore a thong. Crazy, bro. Little highways, too, like an 80s.
Also, I'll be honest, the abs are crazy.
He actually is putting in work in the gym.
But Nico Cantor, let's just start there because you just came back from Brazil.
Yeah.
And you were watching your...
Sucked.
Brazil, the entire country. No.
No, the country's awesome. The experience was fucking awful. How much can I curse?
As much as I want. As difficult as you'd like to make my job.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, every time we curse,
is there a threshold of words I cannot say? Like fuck, shit,
what do you do, Carlin?
Like, which one are you not blurring out?
I mean, I'm blurring all of those up, but you can keep saying it as much as you want.
It's just like cooligans, every time you swear.
But you were
just a lot of it.
You were just in Rio for the Copa Libertadores final. Obviously, your Boca Junior against Fluminense.
Yeah.
And to give people some context, oh my God, I sound like you on the show.
let's
to
hear
give
it.
People context. You are not a, you know, a Manchester United and Boca fan. You're not a Real Madrid and Boca fan. You are a Boca fan, and that is it.
Yeah. I would even go as far as saying for national teams, I don't feel as strong for Argentina or for the U.S. and Honduras. Let's throw Honduras in there because my mom's from Honduras. Than I do for Boca. Mind you, I was born in Miami, so it was like all the Argentines, when I go to Argentina, they would all say I'm gringo or shanky, as you say in Argentina, and all the Americans.
The New York shanky. I'm a big fan.
Los shanky en mayor. Straight up.
It's a difficult. COVID must have spread a lot there because of all the spitting. What are you guys talking?
And if you had a gap in your teeth, it's
even
worse.
Oh my God. You whistling, dog? You sound like this.
So, yeah, and then all the gringos here would say I'm not American. So it's like I had that ni de aquí ni de allá complex.
We all do.
We got it. Exactly. Yeah, so Boca was like my thing. And I kind of picked up teams growing up because like in high school, everybody had a Premier League team. And I kind of just followed Tevez around. So I like Manchester United for a little bit, then like Manchester City. But honestly, at the end of the day, I couldn't care less for those teams compared to what I care about. Right. What I care about for
Boca.
Notice
he said that as soon as Tevez got to West Ham, he was like, "Nah, I can't."
Yeah, Corinthians, West Ham.
Suddenly, I stopped caring.
Yeah. So, Boca's my team.
Your accent. We should talk about.
Okay.
Because this is how you really talk.
This is how I really talk.
Is this weird?
My elementary school friends say it's gotten worse.
He's taking advantage of people thinking he's European or South American.
Okay.
He's from Miami.
He has like a transatlantic. Yeah. Really.
Correct.
Yeah. You know how Fraser Crane sometimes sounds
right.
British? That's how my guy sometimes sounds South American.
He maybe adapts to like the city you're in.
We all code switch.
Oh, and I mega code switch.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't like.
Yeah. Oh, like when he does the Premier League, like the Golazo show in England, he walks in with a monocle.
No, straight up. When I'm talking to people from England, I'll go instead of "Hey, what you do at the weekend?" I'll say "What you do at the weekend?" Mm. I'll do it. You know, I'll those little things with Spanish. Forget about it. I have Chilean friends. Like my biggest, I would say the nationality that I'm most around in Miami, for example, is Chile. And when I'm
not
speaking
Cuban,
to them,
the whole
no, not Cuban. I have a couple of Cuban friends that
He's
I work
like, I
with.
Avoid them as much.
No, but the Chileans,
it's the smell.
I straight up, I can't help myself. I'm like, puta, when es que te vas a conchito, I'm just like, just full on Chilean.
But Chilean is like the most complex of all the Spanishes, don't
yeah.
you think?
And it's
like
incredible.
A little bit, it's daunting.
It's the Scouse of Latin America.
There you go.
I would agree. Yeah. But even like Scouse.
You didn't have to hit me, by the way.
But even Scouse is like, I can clearly understand what they're saying.
Really?
But Chilean, I cannot.
No.
I get intimidated.
When two Chileans talk, it's the
crazy
difference between like two Dominicans talking to each other like fast.
Mm-hmm.
That it's that like, how did I just miss out on what's happening? I speak this language.
I think in between like Chilean to Chilean, it is probably one of the most, if not the most, unintelligible accent in all of Latin America.
Yeah.
With all due respect, bueno, chilenos lo amo, weón. Los amo a todos, weón, porque Chile lo tengo cerca de mi corazón. Yeah.
I'm gonna need subtitles for what you just said.
He said, "Go to hell, Chile." He said how much he loves them. It's interesting because there was like an early review of the show, and they gave. They were like, these Americans don't know what they're talking about, but that Nico. And I was like, oh, how did he escape criticism?
No, but Nico, you do, and you can tell just watching you on the Golazo show, watching you on Morning Footy, there is an intense amount of preparation. I picture you similar to the way a lot of the announcers, Arlo White, I remember Arlo White used to write down every single detail of a match.
You got to see his prep for Golazo show. It looks like I don't even know how to explain it. It looks like a murderer's spreadsheet. It's like a
how many people did I kill, bro?
It's like color coded. There's a lot of notes. Like hates the smell
and
of
it, you type it up or you write it by hand.
The first season, I did it by hand, which was crazy.
Yeah,
crazy that. I don't know why I was doing it by hand. And then I started doing it on the computer. I remember things better when I write it down by hand. But I started doing it on the computer. It's just, it's much easier. And now it's,
okay.
Computer.
No, man, it's...
I saw a spreadsheet. I'm like, this is impressive more than anything else. It's like very detailed.
Thanks, bro. Where,
and it's also, it could be like... And in the other game, I'm trying to do your accent.
Thanks. Let's hear.
Victor Boniface scores. Favorite color? Yellow. And I'm like, wasted how much?
He did the research.
I'm like, oh, people are like, hey, the guy likes yellow.
But
I
you
know
are
something
the,
about Victor
you,
Boniface.
But you are the son of Andres Cantor, just literally one of the most legendary figures.
Who called me out.
He called you out.
Remember?
How so?
Because I defended pizza, but
yeah,
not
you
defend,
enough. Not, right. Yeah, not enough.
Not enough for
not
you.
Enough. Yeah, I got pissed at my dad for that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He didn't say anything to me when
he
I saw him in person.
Oh, but I think he wants to properly talk to you about your whole pizza dissertation, which at the end of the day, I agree with everything that you were saying. Just that it was he was so detail-oriented about the pizza that Messi had. It was a Napolitana at the end.
But that
wasn't the point you were trying to make.
That wasn't the point I was
And I'm like,
make.
My dad is so in his Argentinian identity. It's like, bah.
Yeah, wake up.
Realize what he's saying. He's the only guy on socials defending the pizza
but
that Messi got that everybody said was trash.
For him. Yeah.
I had to hand walk the world into Argentinian pizza.
Correct.
And this guy wants me to get the specific order.
Yeah, yeah.
Bro, some of these things we got to step over, so, Andres.
So you, but look, I just want to ask the question because I'm just generally curious. But your dad is just such a huge figure in this sport for, like, not just Argentinians, not just Americans, just for people all around the world. His voice is so iconic. But what's it like having a dad that, like, I either famous.
What's it like having a dad?
I can work that.
We need details.
Oh, he was
there every day?
That's every crazy. Day. You're saying he was actively present in your life.
Wow. When he went to Florida, y'all went with him? That's crazy. Yeah. That was big enough for all of you.
So I imagine, like, you know, children of, you know, famous parents, let's say, I think the world that we think like, oh, that must be so cool to have a dad like that. But there must be some challenges, right? Yeah, I've heard you mention like he was during World Cups, he'd be away for a long amount of times and things like that. So what are the pros and cons of having that, like, you know, famous of a dad and that instrumental
the father? Iconic voice of soccer.
Yeah.
He missed a lot of things growing up. He couldn't be at, like, my sister's graduation, but, like, in fifth grade, you know.
Right.
But still.
Oh, that's a big one, though.
When you're that age, every graduation is important, you know.
And if I had a kid, I'd find a way to not go there.
Right. And it was just, like, I didn't really understand until I got into this business, like, how much effort and dedication you need to put into your craft to be as good as you are. And my dad is, like, untouchable status for me.
Yeah.
So now I get it. As a kid, I didn't get it. And it was tough. It was tough growing up. But at the end of the day, it's like I didn't really know how famous my dad was, really, until I was a little bit more mature. When I started going on trips with him, work trips with him, when I was like 13, 14, 15, the first, like, Mexico, I would go to Mexico friendlies over the summer, and man, getting from, like, the parking lot of the stadium into the press box, hordes of people just, like, wanting pictures of my dad, autographs of my dad. I'm like, oh, damn, this dude's a real deal. Big deal. Yeah.
That's actually kind of cool that I've gotten to see you and your dad sort of communicate, and you can tell that you revere him almost as much as we all do. And I think that's rare for the children of famous people. They're like, it's just dad being dad. But I think you get it.
Yeah. I mean, I know that he's a legend. And I know how much he means to the sport here in the U.S. And I have a really good relationship with my dad. I don't mean to.
Yeah. Keep rubbing it in.
And we're friends at this point. And I respect his work. He respects my work. We have a lot of arguments. We just, like, with the VAR, we're, like, in two totally different opinions, and he despises
me. Damn,
VAR.
You gotta do Thanksgiving much in two different houses.
Yeah. Don't bring a bar on Thanksgiving this year.
He's in the other room. Like, what? Weren't there more potatoes than this? Here, what are you gonna do? Look up for the video.
Yeah, he's gonna be like, all right, let's just talk politics, something easier.
Fine, religion. Shit.
Well, you know, look, this is kind of cool because you, we were talking about you going to Brazil, but you went to Brazil for the match with your dad.
Yeah.
To watch the game. Obviously, it must have been difficult.
Sucked.
But you got to experience that with your dad. That must have been pretty cool.
It was awesome. When I walked into the stadium, I cried. I got visibly emotional.
We're going to go back to our main shot, but who's El Wendy?
Oh, that's my uncle's wife.
Okay,
they live in Switzerland.
They say Cunyandi?
Cunyandi. It's Cunyandi. From cuñado, because it's like a brother-in-law.
Yeah. This is what they call your Andres?
She calls my dad Cuny. And she calls my mom Cunilili.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cute.
Yeah. My friend had that. You get an ointment.
Yeah.
And they go,
no. Wendy's the best. Wendy's the best.
That's really cool. Yeah. I just need a clarification. I just hope for now, and I was very confused. But look, like by not Alexis, huh?
Nice. Oh, you're super high on my algorithm.
Oh, yeah?
I don't.
We share a lot of memes.
I think you and Charlie and a couple of other. No, just one other friend of mine from Miami. You guys are the top three in my podium of people that I send shit to.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, we also had just a quick little message because
no.
We had a friend.
No. Que bicho, bro. You support Sporting Kansas. No, I'm not going to
Let him, we just gotta see. He sent something.
Oh, I don't want to watch this.
We don't even know what this is yet.
Hello. Hola, Nico. I know. I'm like a jump scare, Nico. I'm everywhere. I'm all over the place. Nico, I'm in your walls. Bueno, Nico, first of all, congratulations with CBS. Congratulations with everything you've been doing. And we're all proud of you, you know. You're on The Cooligans, greatest show on earth. And, you know, The Cooligans like to spice things up. And I'm going to say it. CBS gives you too much room to talk about Boca. You know what I'm saying? Too much Boca on CBS. Let's mix it up a little bit. You had a hard weekend. Boca losing to Fluminense. You know, man. I was feeling for you guys.
Decime, Boca, ¿qué pasó, Mar del Plata?
I was hurt. You know, I was sad.
La mentira, se acabó.
But really, I did get sad because I didn't know your dad was going with you. And then I'm like, no. Andrés Cantor cannot be sad. But then I realized your dad has seen it all. He's seen Boca win many of these trophies. He's seen Argentina win all these World Cups. Now listen, sometimes your teams lose, right? I've been there, Nico. I've been there. And don't forget, when River Plate lost to Flamengo, we all know who celebrated. So it's only fair. Sorry for your loss. You know, La Septima is coming, baby. It's coming. It's going to take its time, though. It's going to take its time. And look, don't feel worried. Boca is in good hands. They have a really great coach. They're ran by, I mean, one of the greatest presidents of all time. Yeah, maybe your rival is building a beautiful stadium, state of the art, but you guys aren't done working on yours. It's not done yet. Plenty of things to come for the future for Boca. Bueno, Nico, have fun on The Cooligans, and I don't know, besos to all the Cantor family. And maybe next year for the both of us, right, Nico? Also, I'm very sorry that you have to deal with Alexis every day.
Nice.
What a beautifully edited.
Yeah, very well done. I thought he was going to rub it in much more.
I asked Kevin, I'm like, oh, can you just send a little, maybe 15, 20 second message to Nico? A 2 minute masterpiece.
Yeah. Well done. Well done.
It's going to win an Emmy for sure. Do you have River friends?
My whole family is the majority of them are River fans.
Are they unbearable or have they given you time?
No, we respect each other a lot. We've had a lot of heated back and forth. Yeah, but we don't watch the last.
Not only does he have a dad, he has a good family.
No, listen, the last time we watched the Boca River game together, it was on Thanksgiving at a Thanksgiving at their house, and it was so awkward. Like, I'm not like, it was Thanksgiving. Traditionally, we all do Thanksgiving together. And then on top of that, we had to watch a Boca River for an international semifinal. Oof. And that was the last time that we watched Boca River.
Wow. I've always wanted, like, a bucket list match I want to go to is Boca River.
At Boca.
At Boca, okay. Yeah. Well, the Bombonera is like an iconic looking stadium. I know Kevin Cho was like making fun of it a little bit.
I have a feeling the bathrooms aren't very comfortable.
I've never been. I can't vouch for the bathrooms in
but
La Bombonera.
But I generally hear, who was it? Matt Damon. I think Matt Damon is.
Oh, yeah. He told a great story.
Yeah, great story. He's like, that you can't even bring women because it's like so wild.
Yeah, that's not true.
I'm sure it was an exaggeration, but that's kind of like the
guy's an actor.
The sentiment.
Pretty good job.
But as far as that matchup, how contentious is it just for a neutral to just go and watch, like,
and I showed up.
It's doable. I think you guys can do it.
Okay.
Like, I wouldn't recommend Newell's Old Boys Rosario Central.
I would love to go to that.
That's why.
That'll be very difficult.
Yeah. He wants to go because you don't think he should.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dangerous?
Fine. I mean, look, you could show. Don't go with this to the Rosario Central Stadium.
No, because this is Newell's Old Boys.
Colors, yeah. Correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I forgot Maradona played for them for a year.
Yeah, at the end, tail end of his career. Yeah. After when he returns from Europe, he plays for Newell's. Scored one goal.
Nice.
It's not the most heated rivalry. It's the most marquee matchup in all of Argentina.
Okay.
Like, the whole country stops for Boca River that week, you know?
What's the most dangerous fan base? Like, what's the Millwall? Are you going to get in trouble for saying this?
No.
You don't have to. I'm not trying to get you injured.
What's the most dangerous fan base? I would say either
Racing?
No, Racing. Nobody
would have. You might get in trouble for that.
No. Dangerous, like in Rosario.
Like, most intimidating in physically.
In Rosario, if you walk in certain areas of the city with Newell's Old Boys color or Newell's Old Boys jersey, you're gonna get fucked up.
Yeah,
they're gonna kick your ass.
So yeah. Like you couldn't be a Bournemouth fan in Rosario.
You just don't in certain parts of Rosario. You could, yeah. Just as like blue and yellow for some part of the city. Yeah.
They finally won. On the weekend.
No, and for you speaking in English, hablas inglés, hijo de puta, ¿qué te pasa? And go after you, you know?
Yeah. Amazing. This has to be, I want to go at some point. This is just such an iconic and important game that I just want to say I've been to it.
Last question I want to ask you about growing up with a dad like Andrés Cantor, who maybe there's some fans who don't know. He didn't invent, but he popularized. He became famous for
correct.
His goal call.
Correct.
Which is a very elongated goal, and it's like, it's bellowing. It's iconic. You know how much I revere your father, and that sort of sprung him into popularity in the U.S.
He did but you don't give a shit about me, huh?
No, never. I was like, can we get his dad? No, but I mean, he did Letterman. He did a bunch of cool things that were on my bucket list. He got to do because of his goal call. Absolutely famous. But if let's say you went to the bathroom, you left the seat up. He goes to take a poop, sits down, falls into the toilet. Does he go, Nico? What is him mad at you? What is him mad at you sound like?
Him mad at me? It's my dad at home. He's not like a loud person unless it's like him talking on the phone and chanting for Boca. My dad doesn't realize.
Is he
realize.
One of those people that thinks he has to talk on the phone as loud as how far the person is from him?
Like, hola, Alexi, ¿cómo estás? Ah, sí. It's like, bro, what are you doing?
That's why you put the microphone close to your mouth.
Correct.
My mom is like, hey, yeah. I'm like, if you stop yelling, you might hear what they got to say.
Like, I don't get it. And on top, he has this. He has these lungs in his vocal cords, like an opera singer.
Yeah.
And it's like when...
He's like a Kenyan marathon runner's lungs.
Man, it is incredible. When I'm chanting a Boga chant at home, I'm going like, ali, ali, oh, kind of just imitating the sound of the stadium. Yeah. Ali, oh. And my dad goes into like, ali, ali, oh, and it's like...
You're like, the neighbors are calling. Yeah.
But he doesn't realize. Yeah. He doesn't understand that his voice is that
right.
powerful. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the only way... He only knows how to project like this. And it's like, bro, like, give me a...
He's like, Nico, hijo, te voy a decir un secret.
Yeah.
I hope you don't mind me whispering. Yeah. Like, no, you're not whispering, dude. Yeah. You
no, he puts on a face when he gets pissed at me. He raises an eyebrow.
Yeah.
And he's silent when... And he brings me to a side, and we have our chat on the side.
Were you a good kid? Were you a good...
I think
for
so.
For the most part?
Yeah, for the Come most
on,
part.
You know the answer to that. Right?
Yeah.
Look at this choir.
Boy. Yeah, I wasn't that troublesome.
He's like, I'm sorry, I cheated on my homework.
Oh, right? When I had to cheat on my, I had a friend from Spain that he came over later, so he brought all of these Spanish customs, I guess, or maybe it wasn't just him, maybe it was just him.
What did he do, walk in and take over your house? He was mine now?
Yeah. Squatter's laws. Are we getting into Spain squatting laws?
Just took over the curve of the Caribbean?
Yeah.
Did you replace all my Bibles with your Bibles, then?
Are we opening that door, man?
You know we go after the goddamn colonizers every chance we get.
Go for it. All right.
He would bully me into showing me my homework, and he would copy my homework, and I'd be like, oh, fuck.
So,
I'm good at
this. Was he wearing a conquistador's hat?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, he says some not nice stuff but for the most part, he loves us. He's Latinized. We've Latinized.
Good. Now, when are they going to Latinize the Argentinians?
They're working on it.
Yeah. once Buenos Aires stops looking at the Paris of South America, or with the economy, who knows what Argentina's going to turn into.
All right, let's discuss a few topics in the football world. Let's start with the controversy between Newcastle and Arsenal. Always drama because everybody wants to anoint, not everybody, one person at this table wants to anoint Arsenal champions after being so close last season.
Hey, I was pretty even. I was pretty unbiased.
What?
Was I not? Sorry, I just broke there. Was I not? I think that was bullshit leaving my body.
No. I think in general, the feeling is Arsenal were so close last year. And then, you know, Manchester City seemed to...
We received two apologies by Pick-a-mole last year.
That's right. But no.
We keep getting screwed over.
And that's where I want to get Nico involved. Like, how much of a screw-up? I know you were talking about VAR and how much of a controversy it is within your home and within your family. But the triple, it was like a hat trick for VAR. You know what I mean?
In one play.
In one play. They had three
opportunities. I was sitting there going, I think we're going to get one of these.
Straight up. Straight up.
And we got screwed.
So Anthony Gordon, on the goal by Anthony Gordon, there
former
was.
Former Toffee.
That's right. So am I happy that they score? I don't know.
Can't wait for Everton to be relegated.
But the fact that before the Anthony Gordon goal, there was the push by Joe Linton on Gabriel Magalhaes. What was the other one? Possible offside.
The ball going out of bounds.
Which it wasn't out. Let's just skip over that. The foul in front of the goal. That's ridiculous. And what Christina Uncle said on our show this morning, the pushing through the numbers.
He pushed him, bro.
Yeah. Did push him.
Look, there's.
Well, hold on. What was the question?
The question was, I'm just putting it out there. Like, how much did Arsenal get screwed over on this one? Because in my look, Arsene Wenger used to say before there was VAR that it would eventually even out at the end of the season, like a bad call.
Right.
At the end of the season, some will go your way,
very French, very laissez-faire.
Yeah. Some will go your way, and some will go the other team's way. But this, I feel like we're at a point. Because of VAR, and we expect perfection, that now the statement...
I think we should expect near perfection, in my opinion, with technology.
Let's clarify that even more. I feel like we should get the obvious calls right.
And I thought that push, I don't care about the offside, because the offside and the ball going out of bounds, that's objective. It's either out or it's in. It's right. Either an offside or it's not.
Ian Wright is swearing.
The push.
Ian Wright never swears.
He doesn't swear.
I thought Ian Wright was going to have a stroke on the TV. It was scary.
Think he's right at the end of the day, and that's evident. And here's my issue. Like, if it's still just as controversial as if we didn't have VAR, we'd still be talking about this.
Right.
Right.
Now we actually have longer to talk about.
And now, right, because we have the tools there to correct something that, to me, that's evident. Look at that push. He's pushing him forward with his two hands to make space for him.
With one hand.
And I don't think it's a VAR problem. It's a refereeing problem. Yeah, maybe you see that and you don't think that's a foul. I think the blame is on the referees. And that's why VAR is still controversial, because it's not the VAR. It's not the technology that's getting it wrong. It's the people using the technology.
So it's human error. So get rid of the humans, bro. Just bring on AI.
AI referees.
Allen Iverson needs to be a referee, bro. It's the only way forward, dude.
Yeah. Man, just Allen crossing up a couple.
I don't know what you mean by that, but that was beautiful, that crossover.
Holding a whistle.
Should have taken care of practice. Not the game.
So, but it's interesting because there's something, the way I felt, that it was a subjective decision. I know we're looking at this photo, freeze frame, in the exact moment he has his hands on the back of Gabriel's head. It looked oddly sexual for some reason.
Even from this freeze frame, the only way a foul's not happening is if Gabriel Magalhaes is jumping backwards
can we reenact it?
yeah, please.
How
is that not a foul?
It looks like a foul, and I'm also hard.
Yeah. So again, we're gonna go in the showers now.
But yeah, this is when they were basically looking at each opportunity to take the goal back. They, like I said, the over the line objective, the offside objective. But then this is one of those where. There is some subjectivity in the game.
Subjective, but
this makes me feel good about the state of VAR, that there is some subjective decision.
Did the ref go over to the monitor? Because I was in Brazil. He did not go over the monitor.
No.
And that's the other thing that I don't like with VAR.
That's why Christina Uncle said I would have recommended it down.
Oh, go watch it. Yeah. This is my thing with Stockley Park refereeing the games. It's like suddenly the person who has the full authority on the game is void of a responsibility. It's like, you're the center referee, and I don't like that about the protocol. If that happened, go take a look at it.
Yeah.
Go look at it and decide for yourself.
I would say if VAR is looking at it at all, the center referee should be involved in just looking at it as well.
Can we get him a little...
I don't understand taking 5 minutes... for the VAR to look at it and be like, nah, we good. You
and
don't need to look.
Decide that it's a foul.
Yeah, or just the VAR can look at it for that long and then not recommend the other ref. Look, it's like, just have another pair of eyes. Just take another look at it. I don't get that part.
It was three reviews. There was already about a 2.5 minute wait. Yeah. I mean, what's the difference of running over to a screen?
But you know how
Messi's security guard runs along the pitch side? We should have VAR do that. So they're always closest to the ref.
just running around a bipod on a stand.
Before the visual with an iPad. That's not that crazy.
I think it's actually not a bad idea. Couple battery packs on his waist in case the game goes long.
Bring the screen to the ref.
Bring the screen to the ref. Genius. He uses the magic spray so the players can't come near. Like a dog tag.
Put a little circle around him.
Yeah. And the dude stares at the screen.
Wow, we figured it out, Nico.
We're done, bro.
How would you respond on Morning Footy if Alexis brought this up?
No, he does one of my favorite things. He's like, he's entertained, and he's like, all right, we're done with that, right? My favorite moment on Morning Footy is when I get everyone else involved in the stupidity, mm-hmm. and Nico still tries to wedge his point, and then you see the look on his face of like a kid who didn't get what they wanted on Christmas. He's like, all right, fine, I guess we'll have fun.
yeah, basically.
I'm curious because there's the occasional moment when Alexis will drop a joke that is like, you know, genuinely, it's funny, it's surprising, and I can just see the rest of the crew being like, I don't know if we should laugh or how hard we should laugh.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the most recent one was Charlie Davis's jacket.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we went all... And that was one of the moments where you guys just kept on going. And then I wanted to drop like a nice... We were talking about... Bayern Munich and Saarbrücken, the third division team that knocked them out of the Pokal. And I wanted to drop like a nice little geographic tidbit. Saarbrücken, because, you know, I'm a nerd like that.
Oh, I've got this little thing. I'm like, now we go mad.
And then I went,
screw your little tidbit.
You know what? Screw that. And I dropped the joke.
And he kept trying. He was like, oh, yeah. Yeah, yo, you look like Maverick. I was like, we got Nico.
Good. All right. You get an influence, buddy. Yeah. All right. So
sometimes on the show, I need to chill.
Yeah, we do need to. Yeah, you need to chill. They tell you that all the time. That's your post-show notes. Yeah,
that's my six-month review.
Chill the fuck.
Alexis does need to chill. And the best way he does that is with an ice cold Coors Light.
Can't drink it on the show because we're not allowed to drink anything other than water, really.
Or mate.
As this guy does. But as soon as the show's over, I pop open a can of crisp Coors Light. And, you know, we happen to have a lot of Coors Light here. And sometimes I make a mistake and I pick one up that's not chilled and ready to go. But then I look down, I realize, oh, the mountain's not blue.
That's right. I mean, what a terrible mistake to make.
What a devastating moment had I opened it.
when you pick up the can and it's not blue, it means that we haven't done something on our part.
That's right. But then I look in the fridge and I go, oh, there they are. That's where we keep the cold
That's
stuff.
Where we keep the cold ones.
Oh, wow. What an interesting piece of technology.
You mean I'm not supposed to drink the ones under the couch?
Wow. We may have too many. We may need a bigger fridge, folks.
Okay.
But it's blue. The mountain turns blue. It tells you it's ready to chill. And you pop up, and then you go, after the first
one. Exactly. That is the move. All right. So Coors Light is the one we choose when we need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart by going to CoorsLight.com/Cooligan.
That's CoorsLight.com/Cooligan. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Vamos. All right.
Now's the time to start your next adventure behind the wheel of an exciting new Toyota hybrid. With the largest lineup of hybrid, plug-in hybrid, and electrified vehicles to choose from, Toyota has the one for you. Every new Toyota hybrid comes with Toyota Care 2-year complimentary scheduled maintenance, an exclusive hybrid battery warranty, and Toyota's legendary quality and reliability. Visit your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. See your local Toyota dealer for hybrid battery warranty details.
Let's talk so more refereeing controversy because the MLS playoffs are going on and
playoffs.
And we had a wild one. Obviously Red Bulls lost to FC Cincinnati in just You know, even Rebel fans say this. It's just they find new ways to break.
That's so Metro.
That's so Metro. But they find new ways to break the hearts of the fans. And this one happened in penalties. But that's not where the refereeing controversy happened. It was in the game against Vancouver against LAFC. And this was a wild one where Vancouver just needed to at least draw to take the game into penalties to possibly get, you know, just to extend their season a little bit.
And the ref said, no, I need to get home. We ain't doing all these penalties.
We have to just take a quick look at it because this is remarkable. I don't think I've ever seen something like this that on such an important play of the game.
Now, mind you, BC Place, I believe it's called, is jam-packed, record-setting crowd. To watch this, the ref said, "Fuck out of here, open field tackle,
shoulder to shoulder."
Oh, look at this!
Took him down,
3-on-1.
Get in the gym, homie.
No keeper, no keeper, bro. Step your game up, dog. You do it, yo. You only focusing on leg day, my G?
It's like a Bill Laimbeer screen, bro. Back in the day,
yo. I mean, look, LAFC. There's a rule for LAFC. They're allowed to have 12 players on the field. I don't know about that. But Sartini is furious, the coach for Vancouver.
And he was on one. That was awesome to see him genuinely furious.
Look at this.
This is
the ref.
It's painful to
look
watch.
Down, realized it was a Vancouver player and said, nah, play on, bro.
But this also, hilariously, this was offside.
Yeah. It's strange from Vela that he didn't recognize that. Or Buanga that... Buanga was ahead of the ball. Like, why? I don't know. It was kind of like a low IQ play. The game ended up in their favor anyway. But maybe Vancouver ended up... They could have scored after that. There was still some time afterwards.
Yeah, I think it was a little bit of the... I think Vela forgot it was... It's the second to last defender.
Correct.
Not the last defender. Not the... there was...
There's no goalkeeper.
There's no goalkeeper, but that is effectively the goalkeeper, the last
correct.
Player. So it looked like he just didn't think about that and held the ball.
Neither of them did.
Yeah, he held the ball way too long. Because the passion.
But when you get an advantage like that, you got to take the opportunity.
What if it was 0-0 and that was to ice the game?
Right.
You know, they wouldn't have gone through. If that game was 0-0 instead of 1-0.
Yeah. I mean, look, so there's a lot happening because the refs sort of got bailed out that the goal didn't go
but
in.
But not really.
Yeah,
but not
because
really.
Because he stopped a potential goal for Vancouver.
Right, because they could have stopped it from being
there. Was a guy attacking the ball. The referee just went, bing!
Yeah, he said, get the... Yeah, I'm trying to go home, dog. So I got to check on my dog.
It's kind of remarkable. I've never seen anything like this. I mean, we were talking about this before we started recording, just about the... I mean, we know the rules are specifically with if the ball touches the referee,
yeah.
Then there's a stoppage of play, especially if the ball changes possession, so he would blow the whistle. But
if that was a player, would that be a foul?
If that was a LAFC player colliding with a Vancouver player.
Yes, because the player, the
Vancouver
player.
Can I see it again? No, I haven't interpreted in this context. Would it be a foul
if
that was...
The player's back.
Let me see.
To him.
All right, so let's take a quick look. Could all come down to this for Vancouver. Let's see.
All right, watch.
I would call it a foul.
Okay,
he's not trying to play
the
ball. No, but he can't do that.
Yeah, you can.
No, you can't.
A foul was committed on the pitch.
No, but by a referee.
So that's
so that's the mystery.
A ref can 2-foot a player.
Correct. Correct. Correct.
No, I think you understand that's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, we were trying to look it up. The mystery now is
the ref punches a button.
I don't think
in the rules.
It's not in the rules. That's the thing. It's one of those gray areas. We tried looking it up on IFAB, and I want to get Christina Uncles.
We tried looking
it
up on me.
You had the
because,
IFAB.
Because now the...
Christian was actually on the phone with IFAB when we walked in.
Say you're long IFAB. Way.
Say you're IFAB. Pardon. Did I press 2 for Spanish?
It's not in the rules. It's not in the rules. So it's like... If the ball touches a referee, that's in the rules. But I wouldn't ever assume that the ref is going to...
If a ref hockey shoulder checks a player, it's not, we don't have, that's never happened in the sport.
I would assume the referee doesn't have the authority to stop the game, to decide that, let's give a drop ball to Vancouver at the edge of the box because I missed up.
Okay.
That's just bad positioning. That's right. Bad refereeing.
Forget
at the
IFAB,
day.
Which is clearly your constitution.
Uh-huh. It is. It is.
Common sense.
You haven't seen my IFAB. Yeah.
Oh, that says IFAB. So the common sense wouldn't tell you the game.
Yours says IFAT?
Oh, yes.
Can we zoom in, editor, on his eyes when he realizes it's a joke?
I didn't know whether to go there or not.
No, you're amongst friends. We'll never have you on the show.
Okay.
Can we roll the Kevincha video one
you
more
think,
time?
You think this is Andres Cantor?
No.
Andres Cantor is too good for a joke like that.
Oh, wow.
Nico, no. This is...
I've dragged him into the mud is what I think we're seeing.
This
or
is...
chocolate
you
fudge.
Made this!
Yeah. I was like, dude, do whatever jokes you want. I didn't realize I would be the brunt of that joke. That's my mistake.
Okay.
I was like, get in there and have fun. I didn't know
it's
it would be
here,
at my
it?
Expense.
Now I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah. Now you see how I feel in warm temperatures.
Okay. Can we use this clip on Morning Footy tomorrow? Please.
I might give it to them, actually.
Okay. Let's move on.
Well, anyway, he should have called a foul on himself.
Interesting. Okay, fine. I mean, look, it is... I don't think Vancouver is winning this series regardless, but still, it sucks to lose and to have such a unbelievable, ridiculous moment happen at home, sold-out stadium, the upper bowl is open now. Yeah. Like I think they never opened it for their
no.
game.
No, and the coach went in. Sartini went in. So much so that Arsenal released a statement defending him.
What was the Sartini actually, he made a...
he posted something?
In the press conference. He
made a TikTok dancing.
He said,
that's how angry he was.
He said something. I want.
Oh, they aired the full 18 minutes of the press conference,
bro,
Vancouver.
Right on the Vancouver Twitter account. But there was something like mafia level. So he made like something like I want to get the exact quote because he basically implied like if I think he was referring to the referee, like if this guy if he goes missing in some lake, they're gonna come after me. They're gonna think it was me. Something like that. I'm paraphrasing, but
he did the beautiful knees. Would be a shame if something happened to him.
He says something like that. I was pretty crazy. So he got a red card. And you could understand why he would be upset.
Got to get Arteta and Sartini on the phone together, bro.
Dude,
taking out referees left and right.
Refereeing has become, especially for some reason, this season, has become such a huge talking point.
Because they all suck. All the refs
suck. We've had such mind-blowing like screw-ups that it becomes fodder. And to be honest, I think people enjoy the entertainment of the drama of it all. That's
There's
my,
a lot of that. Yeah. I mean, the media is like, finally, we have something to talk about other than goals.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but
now that we have somebody
part
from
of the media,
we have somebody from the mainstream media.
Yeah, like gotcha media over here, fat shaming their friends on podcasts. This is what this is what he's known for, then let it be.
No, Nico, if you could drop another one, feel free.
I think that's the one I had.
This is the show to do it, not Morning Foot.
All right.
Because Josh will cut it, make it a clip.
correct.
NWSL playoffs. The semifinal matches just happened. We know who is going to be in the final. It is going to be Gotham FC against OL Reign. It will be Allie Krieger versus Megan Rapinoe in both
the retirement bowl.
The retirement. This is look, Nico. I mean, for us, I mean, we're very we've had Megan Rapinoe on the show and Allie Krieger, and you know, I mean, can we call ourselves friends with Megan Rapinoe and Allie Krieger?
Here's why I say yes. Because as many times as we've met Megan Rapinoe, she continues to remember us.
I just saw her.
First name basis?
Yes. Yeah, I saw her the other...
Or are you guys the Cooligan guys?
No. She goes, what's up, Christian? What's up, Alexis? It's crazy.
100%. Okay. Yeah.
One time she said they played our show, a segment of our show, in the locker room.
Oh. Yeah, I can't. Damn. I mean, like, I assume Megan Rapinoe's a liar when she says stuff like that.
Who had the aux? We need to send them a shirt.
But yeah, I saw Megan Rapinoe at Allie Krieger's retirement party type thing.
You guys are tight with Allie Krieger, aren't you?
Yeah, she's cool. Homie. She's a homie.
She's the homie.
And but Megan saw me and gave me a hug immediately.
Oh, wow. Epic.
So that I it feels weird saying, yo, my friend Megan Rapinoe and my friend Ali Krieg are playing in the NWSL final.
I don't know who to root for. A draw? How does this work? Can you both share the trophy?
Just both win?
Both? You know what? Just Ali Krieger and Megan Rapinoe win. Not even the teams. Is that possible?
But this is like a, you know, maybe this is just for, I mean, Nico, please get involved. But it's a, you know, it's a difficult situation, you know, that we both want.
You guys got
to
root for New York.
Yeah, I think,
no, we're.
I was gonna say,
Gotham.
Look at the thing that's behind Nico's head right now.
Right, yeah.
You got the Gotham FC.
Yeah,
but hold up. Actually, what I wanted to ask you didn't catch this. I was trying to mouth something to you while we were going to break.
Mm. I thought you were saying I love you.
Oh no, it was New York City FC. I answered my own question. When was the last time that New York had a team in a final?
Yeah, New York City.
And before that.
Yankees probably.
Yeah, 2009. Oh,
Yankees. 2009.
Yeah.
The Yankees haven't been in the World Series since 2009. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I mean, but the Shankies have been. Yeah. The Shankies. They're in 2018, I think. Yeah.
A lot of Shankies going on in Rikers Island.
So no, it is. Hey, look, I think you know we are obviously we're rooting for Gotham, but there's something. Bats. There's something to Megan Rapinoe winning on her the final game of her career that is also kind of a beautiful story as well. But I think the way the internet has been, especially with the Ali Krieger story and the drama.
We all know what we're talking about.
Uh-huh. Are we not allowed to talk? Oh, because you guys are tight?
We're friends, so we try not to talk about
it. Okay, right. Respect.
Yeah, I get it.
People are following along on the internet. They know. Okay, right.
Correct.
Every time I have like an inclination to make a joke about the situation, I just call Alexis fat.
It just happens a lot.
Right.
Sometimes he'll text me out of nowhere. I'm like, oh, were you thinking of a joke about me?
Okay. So look, but I'm excited about the final, but it's a difficult thing. I think even a lot of fans are going through this.
It's hard to root against one of them. I feel like I'm one of those people like, I would love Gotham to win, but I wouldn't hate if, you know, Megan Rapinoe won.
Yeah, yeah. That's
kind of the way I'm going
about
it.
That's kind of where I'm at. You guys obviously on Paramount Plus, on CBS, you guys saw the goal, I hope, from
Katie Stengel. Look at how happy she is.
I mean, this is just one of the... It's just such an incredible. I watched this entire game, and there was a stalemate, and it wasn't one. It wasn't like a boring game or anything like that. It was just a 0-0 that went into extra time, and both teams couldn't like unlock each other.
But you curl it like that, and you're gonna unlock a lot. I mean, the instinct to pull the ball further away from goal is so interesting to me. Because it seems like that to me, I'm like, man, you're a baller. Because look at what happens when she traps the ball. So it passes out, one touch to her. Look, boom, slides it out. Obviously, it's the game space away from the defender. But the instinct to go further from goal is so intriguing to me. Because everything in my body would say, get as close as possible. And she's just like, nah, I think I need to go further back. I need to lower the XG on this a little bit. It's so intriguing.
You know, but Gotham didn't even really have that many...
didn't need them, Christian!
Clean chances like
no
that.
No bats, bro! But
I know it's a bat. What's a bat sound?
Is that what you expect?
Sounds like a child trapped in a well.
No, but dark.
They,
what'd you say?
Get away, love. I don't know why. Maybe because I'm fat. Then I thought, I want ice cream.
What was trapped in a well.
Imagine. Oh, we're going to send help. Send ice cream.
Anyway, I would say, I don't know if you saw the whole game, but there was I think the most instrumental play was the yellow card that Ali Krieger got. She fouled
to stop
Sophia Smith. I mean, we all know Sophia Smith is like one of the fastest players in the league. But she breakaway. She was gonna get on goal, and as soon as the ball was passed, it was basically a turnover in the middle of the field. And Ali Krieger, as soon as the ball was passed to Sophia Smith
in Portland's own half, right?
She acted like a ref in the LAFC Vancouver.
100%. She's like, I learned from the best.
And she's like, oh, I saw a good open.
But it was
tackle.
Such a smart play because the foul happened essentially like in the center circle almost, and you know, whatever, 40, 50 yards from goal. But as soon as the ball was passed to Sophia Smith, Ali Krieger was like, nah. It's like, yeah, like Lethal Weapon. Like, I'm getting too old for this. Yeah. She's like, I ain't.
But
running.
That's that Wiley veteran shit. Like, I'm not chasing. I'm gonna take a professional foul here. How many yellows I got? None. Watch me.
It was a great, great move, and look, and it led to Gotham getting to their, you know, Gotham FC. Sky Blue has obviously.
Valverde, Fede Valverde from Real Madrid did that in a Copa del Rey, in a Super Cup.
I said
maybe?
The exact same thing when he tackled Morata.
Morata, he was on a fast break for Atletico Madrid, and Valverde took him out of half field and took a red. Yeah. It was a red, right?
Yeah, it was a red.
Yeah. So high IQ play there. Good for her.
I think it was, the reason it wasn't a red was because the ball was not sent like
directly to the feet.
It wasn't sent directly to the feet. It was like away on the kind of left side of the left side of the field, but Sophia was going to get there if she just wasn't impeded.
Also super far away. It's just tackling the center circle.
It wasn't clear that she didn't like have possession.
Were there no defenders afterwards?
There was one sort of in line, but Sophia Smith would have gotten there. But it wasn't. It, just the fact that we're sort of trying to parse it is why it wasn't an obvious goal scoring opportunity. But it was one of those moments where you could see Ally Krieger being like, I hope I did the right thing.
Are they looking at me, bro? Are they looking at me?
But if I do this, they don't see me, right?
Is he walking over here, bro? Tell me if they're walking over here, bro.
Because the same thing happened with the goalkeeper, because Olivia Moultrie got fouled in the box. And there's a great moment. I got to find. Aaron West posted this this GIF of the goalkeeper. And let me see if I can find it quickly. But she's hoping and praying that this goalkeeper, Hot, I believe her name is. Where is it? Where she's like, oh, here it is. You see her?
She just goes, please.
This is VAR. They're waiting on VAR, and she's just going, please, please, please.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want it to be your mistake, right?
Yeah, and it turned out it was a foul in the box, but Olivia Moultrie was offside. There were just so many. This is how close the margins were in this game. This is what easily one of my favorite like NWSL matches I've seen, because you could tell that there was
a lot on the line.
A lot on the line, but then, I mean, there's something with Gotham where, you know, they're really playing for Ally Krieger. And same thing with Ola Reign. They are playing for Megan Rapinoe, and it's giving some sort of extra boost and energy to the rest
of
the team.
You need inspiration. I mean, we talked about Sporting Kansas City. Like, out of nowhere, this team now looks unbeatable, where at the beginning of the season, they were the most beatable. You know? And you get that little bit of inspiration. All of a sudden, you have, like, this thing to play for. And it's like everyone's level rises just a little bit. I'm sure Ally Krieger's like, look at how much I'm icing these knees, bro. Don't you dare go out there and start fouling people. Left
but
and
it's
right.
It's an emotional story, I think, for both of those players and the effect that they're having on their team.
I'd play it up. I'd get like an AARP rep to show up. I'd be like, not right now. You see what's happening? You guys need to win.
Ally and Megan show up to training with IVs for some reason.
They got a new sponsorship for Epsom salt.
We got to add them to the new Genix commercial with Messi and all them to Miami.
Right, Frank Thomas is like, can we get cameras in here? No. We got one more game, dude. One more game.
So the NWSL final will be on Saturday on CBS, and so that'll be
huge.
I'm excited. It's gonna be
big CBS too.
Predictions. Who we got?
I got Gotham winning 1-0.
Oh, Reign.
Wow.
The Reign will figure it out.
Nico hates Ally Krieger.
Yeah, we've confirmed. I think Gotham are... I think Gotham are the better team because they have more depth than the Reign. So I'm going to go with Gotham. I think it might be like a 1-0. Or you might even end in penalties or something like that. Yeah. But it's we also had Scott Parkinson on the show. You weren't on this episode.
No,
this
I was not.
During the Women's World Cup. But Scott Parkinson was the former head coach for Gotham FC and now the assistant coach
as well.
Yes. He's the assistant coach at OL Reign. So there's a lot of storylines at play here.
Here's one. I hope this is the final NWSL season where the final is in a neutral ground.
Okay.
I mean, that's kind of crazy.
I'm kind of done with that.
You got to give it to the higher seed, no?
But they did that. Yeah. They did that with MLS for a long time.
Yeah, then eventually it stopped. And I hope that this is the time. Also, NWSL, can we get an All-Star game?
All right. Well, they're doing a skills challenge, at the I think either the day before or the day of the final. Yeah, so
They've added activities.
Yeah, they just added it like 3 days ago.
So okay.
It's really like I just saw it very recently.
It's difficult to get to San Diego like on a weekend from one moment to the next. The game was yesterday, and now fans got to book tickets to go to San Diego. That it's probably going to be in and out. It's a lot to get there, and for even Seattle. Seattle's far away, also.
Oh,
it's
just flew to Rio,
which is far away. I don't think a lot of people can do that.
Yeah, of course not.
It's much easier to get to Buenos Aires. I think single venue final for Copa Libertadores is stupid.
Okay,
you gotta have a home and away. How it's always been. That's been always the best. I think I don't like single venue.
You don't like single game elimination for a final.
No, not for Copa Libertadores. I like having the color from every stadium show on the greatest stage of Copa Libertadores.
Okay.
That's how it's always been. And they just made the single final. They want to be... CONMEBOL wants to be like UEFA.
And CONMEBOL is not a lot of money.
Correct, but CONMEBOL is not UEFA. There was this whole like pregame show that was... No one was... gave a shit about the pregame show before the Copa Libertadores final.
Pregame show's not working.
It's like
Camila Cabello. She was like, people were listening.
Imagine if that's at the UEFA Champions League. Imagine at the Copa Libertadores, you couldn't hear the people.
Just one guy singing. With a drum, and they're like, "Guantanamo." Like, did you get out?
It was a Brazilian guy, and it was an Argentine band. And whenever the Brazilian guy would sing, the whole Boca section would.
Oh wow!
Whistle. You couldn't hear him, and then the Argentine band sang, and the whole Brazilians were like, "So it was just the people singing over a constant."
Yeah,
that's the most anti-Copa Libertadores thing ever. So
actually, I
don't like neutral venue.
The opposing fans whistling. That's actually.
Can you do the whistle?
I can't.
That's no.
I can't whistle either.
My friend taught me.
This reminds me of prom night.
Dumb guy. Sorry,
your friend. I don't think he taught you.
No. Yeah. I didn't learn.
Yeah.
All right. I think we're. Is there anything else that I missed? I think we're good.
Yeah, we're good.
We're good to go. Nico Cantor.
How did it feel? First time on Cool Again.
Great. I hope I behaved.
No, you did not. That's exactly what we expect.
Great.
But you did great.
That's what we want.
Is there anything you want to make sure you plug and let people know about?
Follow me on socials, I guess. Yeah, Nico Cantor 1 on everything, on my TikTok, on my Instagram, on my Twitter. What else do I have?
What app are you best on?
Instagram, probably. I give Instagram the most love. Actually,
when you're talking to your cousins, you call it Instagram or do you say Instagram?
Instagram. I do that thing. I when I'm speaking Spanish, I say the thing properly in English.
Oh, yeah?
Si estoy hablando así, tengo que hablar del Manchester United, I'll say Manchester United. Say Manchester. Like, I have my cousins like from Argentina, they're like, talk about Leicester City, and they're like, "Oh, viste el partido de Leicester?
Leicester,
like, oh, yeah.
Delicioso,
full of vitamins."
Yeah, I can't. I just can't. If I know something's pronounced the right way, it's in my nature to pronounce it the right way.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard you say these Turkish teams and Turkish. Yeah. I mean, it's.
Yeah, Ankara Gücü.
Part of me wants to be like, "Was this contentious, like asshole?" Yeah.
He knows how it's pronounced.
A little bit, but it's because I care enough that I know how it's pronounced the right way.
I respect.
You know, when
it,
I started respecting it even more when we asked the question of what would you do if you weren't, in the world of football.
And yeah,
like I'd be in linguistics. I'm like, oh. He's not being a dick. This is what he likes.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah. I genuinely like. Literally, there's a team in
you
Serbia
come
called
like a dick.
And I don't care. I don't care coming across as a dick because I know what my intentions are. There's a team. Literally, you mentioned it. TSC in Serbia, and you pronounce that team TSC. And the name of the team is Tusitsa, and I freaking call it Tusitsa because that's
like
the
that
name of the team.
Whatever that song.
I'm like, he's about to get started on a bar.
I'm like, kid's got bars, but I don't know about that.
You're
about to get remixed, bro.
I didn't know Nico could beatbox.
There's also, what was the other one? I think I said like Cheska Moscow, and you corrected me.
or Crvena Zvezda?
Remember I pulled it up in the other language? And for some reason, FOTMOB had it in Swedish.
Oh, wow. No, that was a team from...
No, that was Red Star
Belgrade.
Oh,
Red Star Belgrade,
and I was like, Nico, you ever seen this before? And I mean, it was like catnip. It was like in a commercial, they're like, 40, and he's like, I need to figure out what language this is. And he's like, show me your headset! And it's like a six! And there's like, oh, with that. It was like, cut the red wire, cut the blue wire moment. And then he's like, oh, Sweden. And like, hey, I'm Nico Kanto.
I respect your dedication to your craft, man.
I appreciate that.
I do have one last question for you. What's your goal? What's your peak?
So a lot of people ask me this, and it's like, if you would have asked me when I was working...
So it's not working with me. Okay. We figured that out.
It's spent. We're going to have our own show together,
that would
bro.
Be great. And go to your flat.
Good one. Niche Latino joke. I like that. I didn't know that the Golazo show would have existed 5 years before. And when I got the Golazo show, that for sure was dream job. Straight up. And working at CBS, having a daily show, being a part of a daily show, talking about soccer is like dream job. I don't know what there's going to be 5 years from now, 10 years from now, what the soccer landscape is going to look like. I'm just happy that I'm leaving a footprint. And there's people that care enough that see through me being a dick and pronouncing the names properly is part of the American voice. Because it's not just people who were born here that only have American parents. There's kids of immigrants and kids and people from all around the world that, and only in America it happens, where they bring so many different soccer backgrounds to the United States and you learn so much about all these other countries. Because in Argentina, they only know about Argentinian soccer. Yeah. And in Mexico,
they only know about England.
In England, they only know about England. And in Italy and in France and in Spain for the most part, They're only inward looking because their product is amazing. Our product is so new and we grab from all of these different parts of the world, and we have such a unique soccer landscape, and the amount of soccer you can consume in the United States, you can't consume it anywhere in the world. And that's why being a soccer fan in the US is awesome.
Wasn't that question I asked. One last question. What's a perception of me you had that you were wrong about, now that you've known me for a while? Be as brutally honest as possible. I don't care.
Okay.
You know, I don't get offended.
I think we're very similar in... You're very cultured. I didn't
no
know
one's
that.
Ever said
no,
that.
No. I didn't know that. And you know much more than I thought you knew about countries and experiences.
Every once in a while, I'll say something, the camera's not on him, and I'll say, like, I'll drop a gem of some knowledge I know, and he goes...
I have a shit list. Every time Alexis has stumped me.
There is some kismet here because he tried to stump me early on. And I said, like, yo, Mourinho's not a good enough coach for the men's national team. I'm like, we need someone that can use the athleticism we have. And he goes, oh, yeah, like who? And, you know, in his head, he was like, God. Shut this fat guy up. You know? And I go, I don't know. How about Janiz, the coach from Fluminense? And he was like, who? And I'm like, oh, he plays a really cool style. It's called relationism. And I kind of explained it. He was like, oh, my God, he actually knew somebody. That guy just beat Boca fucking Juniors in the Copa Libertadores final. And that's a couple of months after also being hired as the interim national team manager for Brazil.
Yeah. Stumped. No, my bad take. So I made a little.
He's going to make a shirt.
Photoshop. This is... all of the names that he has stumped me on.
Yeah. Oh, it's
and
amazing.
It's like, it's Alexis knows the Cuba flag. Nico's pretentiousness edition. And in parentheses, growing list. So it's Giniz. It's Marcos Aurelio, the Brazilian that played for Turkey at the 2008 Euros. Spinetto,
the coach who gave Cholo Simeone his nickname Cholo.
Correct. Uh-huh. And El Trinche. I even forgot who El Trinche was.
That was Maradona's
idol.
Idol. Uh-huh. Not idol. It was not his favorite player. It was his idol. Yeah, it's the one he looked up to.
Okay. All right. So I'm compiling the list.
Right. But why is Pelé there? You didn't know that one?
Where's Pelé?
Okay. Oh.
Even I was like, damn, I stumped you on Pelé.
Amazing. All right. Look, I'm glad you guys are working together and friends. I've worked with Alexis.
People do think we don't get along, which Chuck, what's the guy on TNT?
Charles Barkley.
He was like, I love Shaq, but they argue sometimes, and on TV, it's good for TV. I actually think our personalities clashing on TV is good for the show.
It's just because you know what you know, and I know what I know, and you're very cultured. I think people underestimate that about, or maybe I underestimate it.
You definitely did.
Yeah, you know a lot about...
Somebody didn't know about you. You're not stupid. You talk stupid.
But when I started working with Alexis, one of the first things I noticed is usually when we would travel, we'd be doing stand-up in different cities or different countries or whatever, or going to different games. The one, no matter what country we were in, or no matter who we met from some countries, obscure country, I've not met many people from. I'm like, how does he know your national dish? Like,
right.
And then people are like, oh no, my God, he knows.
American cities. It's like I don't know. You throw out an American city, and the dude's like, oh yeah. What I said, it's like Albuquerque the other day, and you were like, you knew exactly like what dish it was in Albuquerque.
It was green hatch chili.
Yeah. See. Oh my God. what is wrong with you, bro?
I care about people's culture.
Yeah, but the food related ones. Anyway,
I can enjoy that part.
Yeah. All right.
Shit about your soccer.
Well, watch Morning Footy every morning on Paramount
8 to 10 Plus, Golasso Show,
Golasso Show, Golasso Network.
First cast member to be on the show.
Look at that.
Broke the cherry. Oh. For shit. The first time in his life.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I give Virgin a lot.
Look, I'm surrounded by
you. We got a lot of diamond, Nico. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Make sure you follow Nico at NicoCantor1. Make sure you follow us at Soccer Cooligans on all social channels. Subscribe to the YouTube. Subscribe to the podcast. Do whatever you got to do. Join the Patreon as well. Patreon.com/SoccerCooligans. We'll be back on Thursday with another big episode. But again, thank you so much, Nico Cantor, for joining us today, everybody.
Thank you, Nico.
Peace, everybody.
Love you guys.